This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Way from a quarter to, and we'll hang out with Dr. Wendy. Let's quickly bring you that Bible quiz question again. It goes a bit like this. Who said these words? Can anything good come out of Nazareth? When he heard about Jesus from his friend Philip, who said these words. Wie het gesê? Kan daar uit Nazareth iets goeds wees? Philippus het toe vir hom geantwoord. Kom kyk. Saam met weet Philippus gepraat. Wat is sy naam? 0817291657. Who said, can anything good come out of Nazareth? 0817291657. This insert, sponsored by Manna Health Products, the only 100% natural organic supplement for blood sugar control. It's time to say good morning to Dr. Wendy Christen, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Let's hope she was able to pull herself together after all of us just became little puddles yesterday in the heat. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Brad. Yeah, it was very hot yesterday.
Something about opening a window this morning or a door, letting the outside air come inside the house, which was very, very pleasant.
It was. It was amazing.
For those of you who've missed out our chat over the last 2 weeks leading up to today, Dr. Wendy and I have been chatting around eye health. We've been looking last week particularly at some of the key nutrients for eye health, which included zeaxanthin. If you want to hear about that, you're going to have to go check out last week's podcast on kpulpit.co.za. Wendy, today chatting around the best amino acids for specific eye conditions. Can you help us understand the connection between amino acids and our eyes before we get into the various conditions and the various amino acids?
Yeah, so amino acids are important in eye health because they are very important for the structure of the eye. They protect against oxidative stress, and they support many of our vision-related functions. So if we don't get enough amino acids in our diets, then our eye health, along with other areas of our bodies, are going to suffer.
Do we get all of these amino acids? Can our body produce them, or do we need to take them in either via our food or supplements?
The body is going to make them predominantly from our foods. So amino acids are dependent on proteins. And so we need to make sure that we have sufficient protein in our diet so that the body can actually make these various different amino acids.
So run through some of them. Let's start with some of the eye conditions and then those best amino acids to sort those out. And I'm guessing there's going to be an overlap where one was good for a number of these eye conditions.
Yes, there will definitely be an overlap. So the most sort of popular things that we're looking at, or the most common eye conditions, would be things like dry eyes, macular degeneration, retinal health, which is a healthy retina, glaucoma, cataract prevention, and then the structure of the eye support. And if we look at something like dry eyes, your taurine, glycine, and L-glutamine are the best options there. Mm-hmm. But then that also overlaps with things like retinal health. And taurine is also important for macular degeneration. But then along with that, it would also like things like L-carnitine and cysteine.
I'm fascinated by this. The more you share about this, the more I come to realize how amazingly we're put together and that we can't neglect a good diet. We touched on that in a big way last week. And for us to have food from the range of colors we spoke about last week and, of course, all the different macronutrients. Because if we're going to neglect eating well, we're going to even affect our eyes. And who would want to do something that would be having a negative effect on our eyes? So let's just run through those. You mentioned taurine, glycine, L-glutamine. Where would we get those? Is that just from meat? Is it red meat specifically? Can it be any other kind of protein? What about those who prefer legumes and beans and more of a maybe vegetarian diet?
So people who are following a vegetarian or vegan diet have to work a little harder to get complete proteins. And so some of these amino acids would be deficient in a vegan diet. They're not going to get all of the amino acids in their diets if they're excluding animal products. Mm. But if you have a balanced diet, you're eating animal products, you're eating the legumes, there's definitely proteins and amino acids in some of these foods, but you don't necessarily get complete proteins. And so it's about making sure if you are following that kind of diet to do your research properly, to make sure that you are supplementing where you need to supplement, or doing food combinations that are going to make sure that you get the complete proteins. And then if you do have a family history of eye issues, or if your eyesight is starting to dwindle, then perhaps you want to look at adding to your diet and supplementing with some of the amino acids. And you do get a complete amino acid formulas, but you can get the individual ones. Like you can get taurine, you can get L-glutamine. And as you said earlier, these things don't just work on the eyes, but there are some that are quite specific to eye health.
Glaucoma is a pretty a big eye condition, if I'm correct. That can lead to vision loss and blindness. So how can one support better eye health in that area?
Well, with that, you would want to look at the amino acids L-arginine and taurine.
Okay, so taurine seems to be playing quite a big part across the board here.
Exactly.
And then there's cataract prevention. That's very important.
Yes. So many of us have cataracts without even realizing it. And I think you mentioned in one of the previous podcasts that somebody had serious degeneration of their eyesight because they hadn't realized that there was cataracts,
Yeah.
or that there was a large percentage. I think we actually spoke about it. There's a
That's
large
right.
percentage of people that don't even realize it. And cataracts can be prevented, especially if we need antioxidants to prevent the buildup of cataracts in our eyes. So cysteine or N-acetylcysteine and L-carnitine is helpful there as well.
And then the structure of our eyes, that too can be supported, you mentioned, from amino acids. Help us through that one.
Yes. So the eye structure is very important because if the eye loses its sort of firmness, then that's also going to affect our vision. And so the amino acids that are important there would be glycine and L-lysine.
So let's run through some of these. I know I've experienced one of these myself over the last 3 weeks, and that's a detached retina. It's one of the scariest experiences I've had, losing sight, partially losing sight, and being able to have that sorted out in an emergency surgery. And I'm really grateful that it could be. I experienced massive floaters over my eyes, flashes of light, and then this dark shadow vision, exactly as you've mentioned it, Wendy. And of course, that needs some serious medical attention. How can we move, eat, and care in a better way to prevent some of these serious things?
Yeah, so there's with the dry eyes, obviously that can be characterized by symptoms like such as grittiness, burning, redness, blurred vision, tearing. It can often be to too much screen time, so we need to watch the amount of time we're on screens. Obviously, a detached retina is not necessarily going to be exacerbated by screen time, but it's something that's going to help for overall health. Making sure that we're exercising properly. So, getting enough movement, because if we aren't exercising enough, you don't get enough circulation to the brain and to the eye area. And we want to be able to reduce the pressure there as well. We want to th avoid things like alcohol and caffeine because they dehydrate our bodies. And also avoid things like trans fats and processed foods because they increase the inflammation overall in the body.
As we start to wrap up this series, you touched on this in the very, very beginning, and that's actually the negative effect. Smoking, we already know what that does to our bodies and other areas, but also in the area of our eyes. Help join that connection for us.
So smoking doubles the risk of eye issues like macular degeneration. It affects our circulation, it hardens the arteries, and it affects all the circulatory aspects, the little arteries and veins and things. So the blood supply to the eyes will be limited if we're smoking, especially over an extended period of time. And if you think about it as well, when you're smoking, as you exhale that smoke, it's also putting sort of a layer over the eyes. So it is something to really consider avoiding or not even taking up if you can help it, because it does have a very negative effect on the eye health, but obviously also the rest of our health.
We had an interesting chat here on the program yesterday at just after 8 o'clock yesterday with a professor who works specifically with the Cancer Association of South Africa. And he was talking about, of course, the necessity of getting good sunlight at the appropriate times of the day because, and you and I have chatted about this too, Wendy, because it's so essential for good health and vitamin D and the like. But in the worst part of the day, when the sun is its most dangerous, the importance of wearing good quality eyewear to protect our eyes from UVB and UVA rays. So that's also something to consider here.
It absolutely is. So, as with our skin, we need to protect our eyes as well. And higher UV exposure is definitely going to increase our risk for things like macular degeneration. And so, it is a very good idea to be protecting our eyes as well as our skins when we are in the hottest part of the day. But early in the morning and late in the evening, then that type of sunlight and that filtered sunlight is fine.
Yeah, that's good for us. It's only when there is an issue with your sight, for example, something I've experienced, maybe something you've experienced too. It's at those moments that you come to the realization that this is such a massively important sense. And even when one eye is closed for whatever reason, maybe you need to have it patched up for some other reason, and you just have to wander around with one eye, that's already a challenge. So taking care of it the best that we can is a responsibility we have to take. Wendy, thank you so much. We focus so much on good health, because how it might make us look or whether we'll fit into those genes from last year. And we forget there's a whole lot more to health in our whole body than just how we might look and how we might feel. So we so value your input. To our listeners, keep an eye on our website to check out those podcasts and make sure you share them with somebody as well. Wendy, we love having you on the show on a Thursday. We appreciate your expertise and your time. Have yourself a really great day.
Thanks, Brad. Have a great day too.
That's Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. And a big thanks to these guys as well.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.